This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
The Tom Bernard Morning Show.
Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom, I told this story before. That guy that called in, it was 1992, I think, doing an overnight show on KQ, and this guy called, he's just a mess, right? Kept claiming he was Slash.
Of course. As Slash would.
Slash. Roses. Right? He keeps going. I keep hanging up on him. After a while, I tried to like work with it and air a call, but it was just so messy I couldn't even edit it.
Yeah.
So I said, forget it. So finally, about a half hour of these messy calls come through. Finally, the sober guy calls through, and it's on the warm line. He goes, this is Slash's guy here. It is him. And he'd been hanging up on him.
Oh, my God.
And he's so lonely and messed up, but he just wants someone to hang out with him. So can you come here and hang out with him?
Oh, my God.
So I go over to the Whitney Hotel.
You go?
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I thought I dug out a, out a logo sweatshirt because I knew there might be a photo op, of course.
Yeah.
And it was, and then I was doing the order. I run over to the Whitney Hotel. Door opens. The artwork's all crooked on the wall. And you got Duff face down on the floor, passed out.
Yep.
No, and just him and Slash in the room. Slash lets me in. His shirt's all unbuttoned, and he comes in. Come on in. You bring any drugs? I'm like, fresh heroin. Sorry. I'm like, no, he's all right. And so then he's like, wants to figure out something to do. So he says, let's get some women.
Uh-oh. See, that's where you, Allie would be available.
Well,
she just said she chose
the yellow pages. Literally, he starts looking through the yellow pages. Now it's 7 o'clock in the morning. He gets a couple of gals to come over. We found them, and then they come over.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and then but now he wants me to join in on the fun a little bit. And the clothes are coming off. There's Slash. Now he's semi undressed, and these two working gals that look like librarians that didn't look like they were working gals. I don't know. It just surprised me.
Uh-huh.
And then he wants me to pay. He goes, if you get $400, there's no money.
Oh, my God. This story is wild.
And now the manager shows up in a bathrobe and says, you should take off. And it makes me leave. And that's how it ended.
What a shock.
And then he handed you the bathrobe, but he's like, here's a souvenir.
I wish I could find somewhere. I've got a picture of one of the ladies, and she didn't know who he was. So I went to like the photo mat and got it developed like the next day. And all of a sudden, I get a call from her, and she goes, "I didn't know who that was. Oh my God, I need a copy of that."
Crazy story!
Yeah, get $400.
You didn't pay, right?
Of course not. I had $20 in my
pocket. You were in radio.
I know, this is true.
He's never seen $400.
No, his band just sold out the Dome. He come up with it.
Yeah, right? I think so.
Yeah.
But it was really him. That was my craziest drunk on the phone story.
I don't think any of us
that
can beat
that. That story transformed much more than I thought it was going to.
That is the craziest thing. The fact that you went.
Wouldn't you?
I would.
I don't think I'd go alone. I mean, obviously, I would be considered one of the working girls, right? Like, at that point, I don't think he wants to hang with a bunch of women.
Well, I never found out why they had the warm line number either.
I mean, that one's not hard to get.
But Slash's guy. I mean, how weird is that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, in the Whitney Hotel.
Well.
We're good to go?
Yep, we're good to go.
All right, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Tim. Isn't Tim on?
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, he is on.
Yeah, I got you.
Yep.
Oh, there you are. Hey, why don't you learn how to answer the phone, you pill?
Oh, sorry about that. I'll do better next time.
I'll do better next time. There's a very specific reason we're having Tim Niemeyer on the show this morning. First of all, we're going to start talking about his great business. My wife is the first one who told me about this, and I told Tim this, but Tim said something to me at lunch when I met him last week, and I said, we got to have you on to talk about this because, you know, it's... Well, let me start. I can start off this way. That some of the neighbors gathered in the driveway last night, and they have a cocktail or whatever, and I have my Diet Pepsi, and we're sitting there talking all the rest of it. And the couple I was telling about earlier this morning started talking about the show and the fact that they love you guys on the show, and apparently Andy, the trans man I was telling you about earlier this morning, really good friend, used to listen to Rudy all the time on, I think, KS95. You worked there, right?
Did I?
I don't know, but that's what he claimed anyway.
Probably, yeah. Uh-huh.
But the greatest part of this whole thing is, so I'm sitting there with Tim, and we're having a good time. And Tim was the only one who ate prudently. Pat and I both chowed down. The food was very good. It was really good. Went to Buca, right?
Yeah, it was good, yep.
Yeah, they did a really, really nice job. The people could not have been nicer and whatever. But I want to talk a little bit about your business, and then I want to close with something you said to me, and I try to pass this along to people whenever it does happen, and this is one of the reasons I really wanted you to come on the show so you could tell them in person. But in any case, let's talk a bit about your business. How many generations now? Are you in the second generation?
About third generation.
Third.
My son is working for the company.
I'm going to take over.
That's right. There you go. And so do you like him, or you just put up with him?
You know, he's really good. My daughter, jury's still out. She's a
Tim. Damn it.
Go.
No, it is great though. But you have it. So a three generation family involved in the same business. You run one of the shows. Your brother runs another one, correct?
Yeah, we got two stores, you bet.
And it's all about...
One in Albertville and one in the Elko New Market.
And I'll be talking about that quite a bit from now on, about the family business. And look, you said something to me during that lunch that I also wanted to talk to you about in public. You talked about the fact that the show, you listen to the show, you're a big fan of the show, and because we tell the truth, we don't hype things up or try to be funny when you're not funny. You were very complimentary that whole time, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that, and I meant every word. I think I've been listening since 87, so it's been a while.
87 would do it. That's about right. All right, so we'll close with this one. So we're sitting at lunch. Pat's there. I'm there. We're at Buca. The food's great. Mike is our server, doing a great job. And Tim says the following to me, and I was crushed. I want you to know. He's telling me how much he loved Brittany and Rudy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake. My life is ruined.
Well, Tom, you know, I didn't want to make it easy for you.
That's exactly right. Now, Tim, I want to thank you for calling me because, it's important to me. I know most people don't do this, but when somebody gives a coworker of mine a compliment, I want them to know about it. And if we can, whoever delivered that compliment, to have them on the show and go, hey, people are out there, they're big fans of yours and yours and yours, and, you know, everybody in the room. It's not just, look, when you went that... You stepped up and said, hey, man, I really, really loved listening to Brittany and Rudy. And I said, what are you, deaf?
Yeah.
And then he said, no, actually, I'm not.
I would like to apologize. I'm so sorry your taste is this bad. And plus, I mean, we're so disappointing in person, but thank you so much. What a nice compliment.
Oh, yeah. Tim.
Well, you're very welcome. You make the show.
Stop.
Okay, now I got it. Now I do have
to.
Now I got to quit.
Let me fix my hair quick.
Yeah, way to go, Tim. Okay, that's going to do
Tim.
It for my career.
Oh, Timothy.
You make this. Tim, you're the best in the business, and I look forward to our next lunch, and I'll be, matter of fact, my first endorsement of Niemeyer is next hour, so that'll be good.
Holy buckets.
That's awesome.
Tim, you're a good man. Thank you, sir.
I really appreciate it. Thank you all.
Bye, all right, Tim.
Bye. Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
One of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet. But see, I know that most people over the years... Because I've been in the business for 52 years now, you know, so it's been a long time. And I always noticed whenever anybody gave you a compliment, you never heard about it.
Really?
Why do people do that? I mean, you would have never known that he said nice things about you and Rudy.
No.
And I tried to shut him up, but he wouldn't listen to me.
Here's the list of why you're wrong.
Why you're wrong about that. But I wanted you guys to know that you have fans out there. Matter of fact, I was talking about Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of yours at KS95. Yeah. You need to know these things. You know, people in radio bust their ass, and all they got is, you know, management pukes telling them, oh, it's... Like, shut up. Why don't you go wait a table?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How do you really feel?
I hate those sons of bitches so much, can't even tell you.
I appreciate it. That's very sweet of you, and it always blows my mind. It's sweet of Tim. It blows my mind when anybody has any positive. I'm uncomfortable with it, so
that's
I would like to
saying.
Move on.
Mm-hmm. Nobody ever passes those messages along, and I don't know why they don't. Wouldn't you be happy your coworkers got compliments,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So why don't they ever tell anybody? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
you know, constantly had to tell people, no, actually, Ray's a really nice guy. He's not a prick.
Yeah. His on-air persona is just a monster.
What's Ray like in real life?
Well, I used to get that.
Definitely didn't get into a threesome with Slash.
I
just got screwed on a threesome with Slash.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my big claim.
Your
to big,
fame. Yeah. Your label is Cat Daddy, and so you know a monster of a person.
You know, it's hilarious about that because Amy's out of town and all that stuff, and I apparently ran the idea by somebody over the headquarters. Oh, we shouldn't do that. It's like, get out of my way, okay? That's your number one thing. Let's get the hell out of my way.
I think we all agree that it's better if we are out of your way. But for some reason.
Just run right over you. It'll be wonderful. No, but it is important to me to know because I found out over the years that people either liked it, didn't. But I want. If you don't like it, I need to know. If you do like it, I need to know. Right?
Yep. Yeah. You just want feedback.
You just want feedback. Yeah. And nobody ever gives it to you. Mm-hmm. And I'll never understand why that is. Right?
If you are the semi-truck, then Brittany and I are riding in the Niemeyer trailer behind you, my
you man. Yeah. See how that's how you work, right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
It's a plug-in for the advertiser. No, I'm telling you what, Tim is a great guy. You guys are going to like him a lot. But, yeah, he was a huge fan of both of you. And I went, God, you don't know him, do you? No, I didn't say that. But I wanted you to know that that's exactly what that was all about.
Nice.
Very, very nice, as a matter of fact. We got some spots to do now, do we not?
We do.
Now, am I supposed to do a Niemeyer spot here, or did he already do it?
We're good on that, yeah.
I thought so.
Yep.
I thought that was the case. We'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. If you've been hurt in a car collision, it's traumatic enough. You don't need to waste time and energy on the legal stuff. Think of us as a partner who will guide you through the process. First off, you need to recover, but part of that is getting the compensation you deserve. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we'll work hard so you can get the rest you need during the trying months after a personal injury. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we understand how important it is to make our clients comfortable, so we build each client relationship on the pillars of honesty and transparency. Don't miss out on what's rightfully yours. We'll go to bat for you. For your free case consultation, please visit MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. I'm Mike Bryant, and I hope you're never injured in a collision. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to Bradshaw & Bryant.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
With Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured, Bradshaw & Bryant.
There's plenty of thoughts that come into your head when you think the name Killebrew. Of course, there's the Minnesota baseball legend, Harmon, who was responsible for many a favorite memory at the old Met Stadium in Bloomington, and many a baseball that ended up in the stands and in the gloves of adoring fans from his home runs. There's Killebrew Drive, the legendary road that connects Highway 77 to the Mall of America, and a day of shopping you'll never forget. My current thoughts for the name Killebrew is fun floats in our kitchen with my kids and grandkids, a cool, refreshing break in between innings at Target or CHS Field. Or maybe a perfect sunset paired with a sweet, frothy beverage after fishing or on your favorite walleye lake. Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Grab a six-pack at a grocery or convenience store near you. I'm Tom Bernard. This spring and summer, enjoy the one Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Gluten and caffeine-free with a generous portion of delicious thrown in. Killebrew, where memories are created and legends are made.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
No, we're not coming back because you misspelled Ray's name, so you're out of the mix. We're not doing the rest of the show.
Did I spell it W-R-A-Y?
Yes, Ray.
Radio Ray, or whatever. There is a station
Radio. There is Radio Ray.
Radio Ray, yeah.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah.
E-R-I-C-K.
Correct, sir.
Oh, I always thought it was 1K. No?
It is C-K. 1K.
Oh, I'm sorry, one, yeah. Just the, no, that's.
C-K. It's half apostrophe.
I love this. Chris Eggert's laughing his ass off.
No, I'm sorry, not the 1K, but I always thought that it was just a K, not the C-K.
How long did you guys work together?
35 years, but yeah.
I guess long enough to not walk by his mailbox in the front office.
I can't hear, these headphones need to go louder too. How do you turn them up?
Yeah. Are you this one?
Yeah.
There you go.
No. Keep going. You got to try that one.
Deaf boy in radio. Now, whoever heard
I
of
it? I can't
that?
Hear a thing.
You can't hear anything at all?
Oh, there. No, it got better.
Oh, there we go.
There's the one. Yeah, thank you.
There we go.
Now, hey, mine no got problem. Worse. Mine got, my lost my balance. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
to be fair, I just spelt his name phonetically so that you didn't screw it up, Tom. That's
yeah, that's of course, that's what's going to happen. Exactly right. Forget about the Niemeyer call. I'm now going to erase it from the recording. He turned coats. That's all I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome newsman Chris Egret. There you go. So we're going to mess up everybody's name this morning. What is an egret? Is that a bird?
A baby eagle.
Oh, it's an egret. Yeah, it's a baby eagle. There you go.
Baby eagle.
Baby eagle, Chrissy.
Oh, let me baby bird feed you. La, 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 la.
Don't you hate working here?
Wow, I just caught part of Ray's story about Slash and the threesome, and my head's kind of spinning about that whole deal. Wow.
You would go, Chris, though. You would go if you got that call. You'd
who
go.
Wouldn't go? I mean, come on.
I mean, Slash. You only live once, right?
Yeah,
that's not a no.
By the way, Brittany also screwed up his name on the StreamYard and just fixed it so nobody would catch that.
No, I thought that's the one he was complaining about. That's why I fixed it.
Oh, no, both you got
I
it
took
wrong.
My blame. I said, oh, I took it off the sheet.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay,
that's why I fixed it.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, my God. You are such a little sibling.
By the way.
You are such a baby
got
brother.
In trouble.
You are so funny. I would never call you out for something
Let's
like that.
Fix this
I would
one.
Never do that. And he's a little monster. As soon as the ouchie light is a little too bright on Rudy.
Well, much like you, I tried to pass blame to everybody else, so.
What?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Brittany, if you're going to send me a message again, asshole has two S's.
Thank you.
Not $2 signs.
Not $2 signs, exactly. Chris Egret. Oh, Baby Eagle. He changed his moniker to Baby Eagle.
I love Baby Eagle.
I love that.
I'd watch your live stream.
What's happening, homie?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's the latest?
They're going to legalize marijuana today. Lots of people have been waiting for that.
Ooh.
Well, the governor's going to officially sign the measure today. So
what does it take, about a year and a half for it to actually show up on the shelves?
Two have dispensaries here. That's what they think. But for possession will be legal as of August 1st, mm-hmm. I believe.
August 1st.
And you'll be able to have a pretty significant amount at home if you're
Two pounds.
Into that.
Yep.
Yeah, and you can start growing it. So
and it's in some beers.
Yes,
oh, that's
it
right.
Is.
It is. Yeah, it mm-hmm. is now. THC in beer now.
Mm-hmm.
So where, if it's not going to be grown here for a year and a half, where the hell are you going to buy it?
That's a good question, isn't
Michigan?
It?
Michigan?
Can you just bring it back across the state lines? Because you can't. In the United States, it's still not legal.
Right.
Okay. That's the
can
problem.
Can you drive it across Wisconsin? Or
I don't think
you can
so.
Drive it through Wisconsin.
Okay. It's like the firework clause. You can buy it here, but you can't set them off here. Yep. So there's technically you can't have it.
Hmm. Well, then it's back to Jim and Blaine.
Yes, that's a your source.
Wasn't there a dude named Cookie that used to sell to all the radio guys? Don't you remember that guy? He was kind of like the main drug dealer for all the radio people in town.
You mentioned Cookie, though. I remember one time somebody dropped off some magical cookies at the radio station.
Yeah, I remember
And
that.
I ate one, and I was getting off the air, and someone else was coming on the air, and she ate one, and she goes, I don't feel anything. And I go, you ate it, so that's just give
wait.
It a minute.
It's going to take a while.
And I go, and she goes, I better have another one. And they were actually for somebody else, so she ate two of them. I got home, and my answering machine was just a blink, and it was old cassette style, and it rewound. You have 5 new messages.
Uh-oh.
Beep. And she's like, oh, my God, Ray, I'm freaking out. You're going to losing her mind.
I bet you her on-air was so funny. I'd have just been like, ACDC, KQ.
Well, she was kind of a loose cannon even when she wasn't eating magical cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
One of my favorites of all time is to watch television news on New Year's Eve because you're always all drunk on the air. Oh, look, and he goes, no, we're not.
So no you've never way. Done
that. I could name somebody you know really, really well. I tuned in because he's a dear friend of mine. I love the man. I tuned in one night. This is many years ago.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve. Let me just tell you something. It's like, really?
Dang.
It's going to be the news tonight, is it? Yeah, that boy was hammered.
Oh, text me that because I want to know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is. You know, okay. Yeah, because they took him off the air, sent him to rehab. And
I was going to say.
How long?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, don't knock people that are supposed to be on air that went to rehab.
No.
Hey, yeah, exactly. I feel That's personally exactly attacked.
I'm just saying, like, people might infer now. They might figure it out now.
Oh, they
How
know.
Long ago was it?
When I saw him on TV. About 35 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that was a pretty common thing. To go out between the evening newscasts and the 10 o'clock newscast.
Yeah.
I mean, that was that the whole the way they portrayed it in the movie Anchorman is not probably that far off from the truth. From I unfortunately right. started like right when that all started going away. My first newsroom, like the one thing that was still holding on was you could still smoke in the newsroom.
Which, oh, yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah. Like,
yep, I remember that.
Cigarettes everywhere. And there's only, you know, a couple of the crusty ones left who are, like, still really holding on. I love that guy. He was also the most important reporter because he got the brick cell phone. So,
yeah. Oh, sure. I had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Can you imagine him out on the scene of a story, got a heater hanging out of the mouth, got the mustache sort of, you know, laying over the top of it, got his brick cell phone over here with his blazer on that's got the leather patches on the elbows. Like, that sure. guy's at it. He's getting after it.
God, I tell you, one of my favorite stories of all, because I used to, back in the day, I used to hang around with Jeff Passolt, who was at the time at Channel 11, and then Paul Majors. Paul and Jeff and I would hang out quite a bit and go out drinking and doing whatever. So one time, I stopped by Channel 11, and Paul goes, I can't leave yet. I got to cut some audio, so why don't you just come in the studio and... we'll cut some audio and that'll be great. And then we'll leave. And I said, yeah, no problem. So it has nothing to do with drinking, but it does have to do with how disgusting it is to work with other people. He grabs the earpiece because it's the one ear kind of what you get the strap over your head and then get the one earpiece.
Mm-hmm.
As he's putting up to his head, I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes, what? I said, look at that earpiece. There was about an inch and a half of earwax hanging off.
Yeah. I'm going to dry heave. I don't know why that's getting to me right now.
I'm not kidding you, Chris. Have you ever had to deal with other people's earwax?
Well, we get our own earpieces now.
Oh, like, thank God.
Right here. But I hate microphones. You guys got, I don't know how the hell you walk in a studio after somebody else
I know,
had their mouth
it.
Right up on it. It's so gross.
It is gross. Ugh. You're right. It is gross. But honest to God, he almost stuck that in his ear. I should have been paid a lot of money for shaving.
That makes me feel sick.
Oh, God. It was And it was so thick and dark on top of it.
Stop.
So it means it was in
detail.
There for a while. It was in there for a while.
We got it, Tom.
Glug, 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 glug.
Right
are you here
so
starving?
Hungry.
Yeah.
God, that's gross.
We do have some corrections to make. Pete from Sartell, message in. Egret is a large white bird resembling a great blue heron. An eaglet.
Eaglet.
Is the baby
egret. And there you go. Yeah, an eaglet's on the beach
you,
a lot.
I didn't want to tell you guys that, but I was just kind of going along with it. It's
I was kind of visualizing the roadrunner looking thing when I thought of egret.
So, baby eagle, do you see those a lot? The egrets on like the ocean, the shore?
Isn't we actually have, egrets? I think there's some egrets that are.
Great
egret. There you go.
Yeah, they're kind of goofy looking. They're yeah. long and skinny. Yep. They kind of look like a white flamingo.
Yeah.
So they look like
right.
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not quite as big as a flamingo. Now, there's a good name for a band, White Flamingo or White Flamingo.
Yeah,
White
flamingo. I love it. They can tour with Whitesnake. An egret looks like a swan on heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Very
you
skinny
go.
And kind of yep. just ragged looking. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Egret actually is a great way to describe pretty much my body style.
It's,
like,
yeah.
sure.
Thin white. Big gut and tiny legs.
Shapes.
And they also stand on one leg, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, now.
Took me a half a second to get it, but there I did.
White flamingo, baby.
Oh, my God, I love you so much, Chris.
God. I'm glad you did that. I was going to do it. So I'm glad you
I know
that.
You normally did. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah. Perfect.
I'm dead.
It all worked out in the end. What do you think?
I mentioned someone with one leg earlier. Paul McCartney's wife.
Yeah, she had one wife. Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right.
And everybody was going after that in news stories. That's why I thought that was going to be the subject you couldn't talk about. And it turns out it wasn't it at all.
Not a problem.
So we mentioned that earlier, Chris.
I brought it up. Well, I'm not going to. I was going to say something. I'm not. It's just. It's not important to this conversation.
I was going to say something.
Well, what I just said wasn't important either. I don't know. I just derailed it for a second.
Let's rewind 25 minutes back
to what I said.
Yeah. You know, there's a certain amount of people who apparently are into the whole like amputee porn thing.
No, it's huge. There's a huge clientele for it. It's definitely a niche group.
If you can think of a category, it's in porn.
Well, they made that whole series of that show with Billy Bob Thornton about it. The second season was all about that, but I guess
Of course Billy Bob Thornton would host that show.
Yeah, you should start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really looking for the old 50-year-old man amputee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the minute you say it,
it's there.
And did you guys ever go downtown to not the Skyway Theater, but there was the Skyway Strip Club?
No.
Mm-mm.
You guys never went?
No.
Okay, because it was right next door. I believe it was called the Spearmint Rhino for just a little bit.
Wasn't that upstairs, somewhere on the second floor?
It might have been on the second floor, but but there was the one gal there who had the one arm. She was a stripper who had the one arm, and man, that gal guys would make it rain for that girl. One girl swinging around that pole, just, you know, hooking
impressive.
You guys are all looking at me like you're terrified.
No,
I was super into it.
Stop, Rudy.
I'm sitting here visualizing.
I know you guys don't know this, but those poles spit, okay? So let's not give her all the credit, okay? She just has to hang on,
which is also hard.
First off, do you know how hard it is to put glitter on with one hand, and now you're taking away her pole?
And how is she picking up the dollar bills?
No, I mean, even just to taking off the clothes. Yeah. Have you ever hurt your hand and try to, like take your clothes off?
Tie a shoe.
Yeah. My mom's arthritis kicks in, and I have to, like, take her pants off for her.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't imagine. I'm not even being mean.
Dude, Tom's going to come back and be like, what did you guys do to my
show? There has to be a quick release system.
There must be.
Snap here and a...
Accessibility is important.
Accessibility and stripping, yeah.
The Skyway Lounge is the only place I've ever been where a guy yelled to a girl, take it off! And then she did and yelled, put it back on!
See, the niche I would fill would be the girl crying who's taking off her clothes, which people are also into,
I found out.
Sure, so.
For sure.
There's that.
The sad girl. What would your song be? What would your song be?
I'd be my own sound effects. Just,
Just call me Angel.
And then apologetic
this
about my...
This is a whole new playlist now. We got to start thinking up. Yeah. Sad girl stripping playlist.
Yeah, like people are always like, what's your batting song be? That's silly. What's your stripping song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Chris, you don't strike me as the type of guy to go to strip clubs.
I have spent a fair amount of time with them back in the day, but the day is past.
Yeah, well, you were a guy that lived in Orlando, which is chock-filled with strip clubs, is it not?
It is. My last experience was in Seattle, where we lived for a time. And you'd think that, like, very progressive Seattle, liberal Seattle, they have bikini baristas in Seattle that will show you more than... I mean, it's not just bikini. Like I did a whole story about this one place that got busted because if you asked for like, I'll have extra foam on that.
There was like a hidden language.
They'd like show you you'd get more than you asked for. So that's Seattle, right? You'd think the strip clubs there would be pretty, liberal and, more of a sharing of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I had some buddies in town and we went out and I was like, why is everyone sitting? Why isn't anybody going up and giving the lady any money? And first of all, they had to wear pasties and panties. So like pretty conservative there. And then I went up to try to give her some money and like the bouncer came over and I thought he was going to beat my ass. Like you couldn't even approach the stage. And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Why am I even here, bro?
See, this is what it's like to be a woman because when they're like, okay, men get one-on-one strippers, and then women were like thousands of people in Thunder Down Under, mm-hmm. not allowed to touch. You're just like, this is what sucks. The men, the female ratio is way off, so that you've experienced what it's like to be a woman in a men's strip club.
The last one I went into was the 22nd Avenue Station. You know if you know what that one was.
We just talked about this on the air the other day.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I witnessed a little shameless behavior in the back.
Sure.
Right. Going on, like, how can the guy? There's a whole bunch of people here and everything. So then it closed shortly after, and then you know what it became? It's now a restaurant called Hi Hi.
Oh yeah.
Oh
which
yeah.
Stands
Hi,
for
Hi.
Two
oh,
Two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Oh.
It's the 22nd Avenue Station Strip Club became the Hi Hi Restaurant.
Where's that?
A 22nd and University in Northeast.
We really? Were just there.
It's good.
Yeah, really? The food is it's unique.
It's Thai, right?
Yeah, it's Thai. Like if you have a drink that. It, you know, you don't drink Tom, but you have a drink that requires sugar. They grind it up on a sugar cane right in front of you.
Ooh, kind of like that.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, but if you look closely, the stripper pole is still there.
So it was a strip joint? I don't remember.
It was
remember
a strip
that.
Joint as the 22nd Avenue Station. They called it the Double Deuce, and it was a dump.
Yeah.
It was rough. That was a rough joint.
That's
not
where
the greatest.
You could get in if you were just annihilated. That would
right.
be the
and that's
place.
Like I said, I saw it. It's like, whoa, get a room, you people in the back. She's selling underneath the table.
Right. So wherever you go, sex is being had.
In public or
about to
be had. It's time for me to leave.
Please
deal.
Don't leave this room because it's about to get weird.
Well, they call it, some people are vibration people. They bring out the best. So, you know. But, yeah, that place closed shortly after. That wasn't, but, yeah, now it's Hi Hi.
Yeah, I've never been a titty bar guy. Never cared for it.
You do not seem like the type.
I, you know, I never was either. And I just, I had to, I met somebody there or whatever. I'll meet you for a beer kind of thing. So like,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the example of that being, not an example, but the reason for that is growing up, when I would sit on the front stoop at the house at like 6:30 in the morning in the summertime, and all these strippers / hookers would come home, and their mascara is running from crying, and it's like, oh, God.
It's not very glamorous, you're saying.
No, that was not glamorous watching that at all.
No, that's a sadness.
Every weekend.
Yeah. Well, I drive Lyft and Uber on occasion.
Oh, there you
fun.
Go.
And when I used to drive in the middle of the night, which I don't anymore, I drove some working gals, and you could tell who was going to work and who was on the way home. It's that same, I've had enough, I've had a long day, get me out of here.
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by
that's
the way.
What it was, the last time I went to one was in Vegas probably 5 or 6 years ago, and I guess I'm at a certain age now where this gal, you know, she was standing next to me and trying to get me to, you know, pay for a dance or whatever.
Oh, sure.
And I was just like looking at her going, oh my God, you're so young. What happened? Where did things go wrong?
Yep.
Why are you here right now? Why are you asking me for, like, I guess I'm that age where I was just like, oh, the poor girl.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Cause like, they don't have like 40-year-old strippers there, do they? Are there, cause like, why wouldn't you want someone your age? I know that's me being sounding naive, but like, some of them look so young, so it's like a very weird dichotomy. I've never thought about it. I know I sound so stupid right now to everybody who's like, of course we want a 20-year-old stripper.
Did you guys ever listen to Loveline with
Dr.
Drew and Adam Carolla?
Mm-hmm.
That's mostly what they talked about was like, if they were talking about strippers, they're like, daddy issues. So who hurt you?
Every
time. They'd
always
be like, who hurt you? You know, and they'd be like, I'm fine. And then they just spill this terrible story, and you're like, oh, God. So like, they don't like strip clubs either because... It's just like full of these terrible stories. But again, earlier, White Flamingo, we were talking about how we got into radio because we're all messed up. We all have daddy issues, you know?
Yeah, but we're not whipping out a titty. There's
true.
A big difference. Yeah.
I only have one that's
pristine.
I mean, pristine. I do. Only show one, so that's why.
Which one?
No, almost got that one out. No doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. So what's up for the rest of the day with you, White Flamingo?
I love it.
White.
I don't know. Do you want more news or you just want to know what's up with me for the rest of the day?
I don't know. You be the judge, okay? No question about it.
Oh, Chris Eggert tried to text in while there was a bunch of people on going, I understand if you guys don't want me today.
And I said, no, we don't want him, and you let him on
Tom
anyway.
Tom kept saying, yep.
It's terrible.
Of course we need our Chris Eggert.
Well, I didn't, you guys had, I didn't know Allie and Ray were all there, and he had they had the... advertiser call in. I didn't want to, you know, mess things up.
Chris, we add nothing.
We always need Chris Eggert. We always need Chris Eggert.
Tom, I'm sorry you missed the majority of that conversation, which was about strip clubs and amputee porn. I really feel bad that you missed out on that.
You're going to feel even worse when I tell you what I almost did, because I had to run down, because I'm doing a lot, two live spots like every hour, so I don't have time to run down and pee anymore.
Oh, sure.
Because it's about three blocks away, for Christ's
sake. The men's bathroom. The women's
The women's
super
is
close.
Fine. It's right there. But here's the problem. I realize, man, I better get back there. I come out of the men's room. You have to go around the corner in front of the elevators.
Yeah.
And then there's the women's room. So I'm going full bore. And just as I get there, a woman steps out of the women's room, and I almost ran right over.
Oh, no.
I felt so bad, because it's like, yeah, here we are at, what, 8:47 in the morning, and some guy's running up on me in the hallway. Like, ooh.
Right.
I went, oh, my God, I'm sorry. She just started laughing. Because at first, she was scared. I could tell.
Yeah.
You know, some guy coming up on you like that, you know, and I was going.
Especially bold. Somebody as intimidating as you.
Yes. Let me tell you something, sir.
Your giant calves and your long, freakishly long arms.
Oh, you know, speaking of that, by the way, thanks for bringing it. Did Catherine call you this morning?
No.
Damn it. So yesterday, you know, because I got 37-inch arms. I have very long arms. I'm very ape-like. I understand that. But I have a 30-inch inseam. So my arms are 7 inches longer than my legs, which is not how it's supposed to go, right? So Catherine goes, well, let's do a little, you know, little tape measure work. She measures my inseam, it's 30 inches. Measures her inseam, it's 32 inches.
Oh!
My wife has a longer inseam than I do. Is that fair? No, she's almost 6 feet. Well, you're almost 6 feet tall.
Yeah, she's tall. Her and I are both tall.
Yeah, so you got like the 36-inch inseam. What do you got?
I don't know. I've never...
You've never done it?
Here's the thing. With women's clothes, they don't give you an inseam.
Oh, don't really?
No, that's why like 90% of clothes don't fit my legs. Like, my vagina straight up eats pants.
Yeah, women's clothes are small, extra small, and you're fat.
Did I tell you I have to leave? Didn't I tell you that if she ever said my vagina eats pants, I was going to leave the show?
Another great band name, though.
Vagina Eats Pants. Yeah, that's a good name. You're right. You're absolutely right.
That sounds like a punk band. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, WF or White Flamingo.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. Ray, good to see you. Allie, good to see you.
Wonderful to see you, White Flamingo.
All right.
Bye, wonderful
Chris.
To see you, White Flamingo. I love that. Got it. I love working with him.
I love Chris. He's
such a nice man.
We don't have any assholes in this show, do we? Let me think of one.
I mean, I have times. I have moments.
I thought you were going to hold up the, look at this, Tom.
Look at the mirror.
Look at the mirror. Yes, we do have assholes on the show, and you're leading the crowd. All right, we do have to take a break here. We'll be right back in a couple of seconds. And I'm actually really glad that I'm doing the spot today, because I've been running around like a madman lately, birthday after birthday after birthday. I got meetings with clients. I got this. So I've been eating a lot at restaurants. And when you're trying to lose weight and eating out at restaurants, gets to be very, very difficult. But because of the tips that I've picked up from MN Fat Loss, it's been working out. And it's a huge deal. I got on the scale this morning. I thought, oh, God, it was a big day yesterday. I actually lost a pound. So thank God. So MN Fat Loss, tip of the cap, baby. You know, I got to say, I'm feeling fantastic, too. That's the other part. As you may have heard, I've been following the fat loss program at mnfatloss.com and have lost right around 24 pounds now. I've been following the program. And again, I thought I probably gained weight, I thought, but I did not. I lost another pound. I've been following the program for about 5 weeks now, and I can tell you it feels great to be going into summer. Having lost the weight in just a few weeks' time, you will absolutely be able to lose weight like I've done and still enjoy the foods you love this summer. I'm eating my favorite grilled steak and chicken along with fresh vegetables and berries, drinking lots of water. No wonder I feel great, right? And I do, by the way. I feel really good. I mean, not being with these people, but when I'm not here, I feel even better. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
No problem. If you want to find out the secret to losing 20 to 30 pounds in just 8 weeks, I'm down 24, as I said, so I'm right in the middle of that crowd, just like I'm doing, as a matter of fact. That's about a pound of fat every day. No exercise required. To schedule a free consultation, go to mnfatloss.com, mnfatloss.com. And let me say it again. I was out all weekend for like 3-4 straight days eating and eating and eating. And thank God I still lost weight. So what they teach you is going to go a long way for the rest of your life. Results may vary. Be sure to tell them at mnfatloss.com that Tom Bernard sent you.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You'll receive a set for as low as $29.98. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio podcast square, and use promo code TOM. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow towel sheets, and so much more. Call 800-516-5146. Use promo code TOM. Or go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code TOM.
Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. If you've been hurt in a car collision, it's traumatic enough. You don't need to waste time and energy on the legal stuff. Think of us as a partner who will guide you through the process. First off, you need to recover, but part of that is getting the compensation you deserve. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we'll work hard so you can get the rest you need during the trying months after a personal injury. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we understand how important it is to make our clients comfortable, so we build each client relationship on the pillars of honesty and transparency. Don't miss out on what's rightfully yours. We'll go to bat for you. For your free case consultation, please visit MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. I'm Mike Bryant, and I hope you're never injured in a collision. But if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to Bradshaw & Bryant.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
With Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured, Bradshaw & Bryant.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to run a check on the weather here because it's going to rain all day. It's not raining right now. It's mostly cloudy, but it's going to start raining again next hour, and it's going to rain. They're saying there's a chance of rain every hour all day long.
Did you hear that 4 a.m. pump? Like,
Oh, yeah.
That was nice. You know, I think it's great. We need the rain anyway.
Yeah.
Beautiful out.
But that thunder was loud, Woo.
It woke up our household for sure.
It woke me up. I guarantee you that. So here you go. Today, breezy, hot, more humid this afternoon. A few thunderstorms moving in and out. Isolated severe storm possible with a high of 88 degrees today. Tonight, an isolated evening thunderstorm, warm and humid, a low of 68. On Wednesday, hot and humid, an isolated thunderstorm possible again tomorrow. My God, we got thunderstorms again on Thursday. And then once we get to Friday, kicking off the weekend, partial sunshine, hot and humid, but they're saying still a few thunderstorms, so it's that time, because it's heating up, you know, like into the 88 area, 90 degrees on Wednesday, 91 on Friday, so because it's heating up, it's going to thunderstorm for off and on for the week, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much the deal, isn't it?
I'm not mad at that.
I like it. Yeah.
It's all true. Okay, I got to run this by you guys to see if you agree with this. Judd Zolgad's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to that. But here, finally, it's The End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. Only if you... Oh, wait a minute. I got to scroll up here. What are the best karaoke songs? You guys do karaoke?
Yes.
I do, too.
Of course, Tom.
I love doing
what
karaoke.
What are your guys' songs?
My go-to?
Yeah.
Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe, hands down.
I love that song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's an amazing song.
What's yours, Tom?
F the Police.
NWA, man.
NWA, yes. Baby. There you go. Hey, you know this.
My God. Oh my God, if I
would love to see you sing that.
Allie, we would die. You and I would die.
What's the karaoke place in Northeast?
The Otter?
The Vegas.
No, you're talking Vegas
Lounge. Vegas
Lounge.
Oh, Vegas Lounge. Yes, I love it. We should go get hammered. You guys
My
get
best
hammered
friend in the world has been hosting the karaoke there for 20 years.
What, really? What's her name? Doris?
Huh?
Who's the hostess or like the waitress there?
Oh, you're thinking of the one that one that laughed like
everybody
that.
Knows her.
She's got this old hag laugh.
She's got an amazing laugh.
Where is it?
It the Vegas Lounge.
But where is that?
It's in Northeast
Central Avenue. Where Hennepin and that all comes together, just a little north of there.
Oh, sure, right there.
Yeah,
I know.
Down,
right
where the King of Clubs right down the hall.
Yeah, you go around the curve there.
Yeah, that spot there.
That's how I used to get to the queue driving that way.
Yeah, that is the best karaoke bar.
Yeah, it's the hidden gem of karaoke in Minneapolis.
I used to love doing karaoke back in the day. Passholt and I used to do it all the time.
Having you go on the mic would be insanely awesome.
I would love that. You guys should do a duet.
No, I just would have to sit back because I would not be. I would laugh so hard. I'd have to sit back and watch. I would totally watch you do karaoke. I would die.
I'll do my William Frawley impression. You know who William Frawley is?
No idea.
Fred played Fred Mertz on the I Love Lucy show.
Okay, yeah.
You know who Fred Mertz is?
Yeah, I know who Fred Mertz is.
They actually had him sing on the show one time.
Oh God, I bet that went well.
Oh God, because you remember he kind of talked like this. Yeah. Ethel, what the hell's the matter with you? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, it got even harsher and more extreme when he sang. Which is hard to beat. He gets up on the microphone. I will never forget this as long as I live. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fred Mertz. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Yeah, it's really good, Fred. You're really nailing it. There's
that
no
is so bad.
It was hilarious.
I bet you died. That show, it was really hard to watch the behind the scenes with him. He hated his, Ethel.
Ethel. He hated Ethel, yeah.
Hated her. Like, that was not an act.
It's all true.
That's a rough one.
You know that Fred once got in a lot of trouble. Fred Mertz, played by William Frawley, because he referred to Ricky Ricardo as a Mexican. Well, he was Cuban. But other than that.
About that. Same vicinity. It's fine.
I work with that Mexican guy. Well, he's Cuban, but you know.
Well, and he's, you know, runs your show, so.
Did you know that back in the day, that show, back in the, I guess, 50s, maybe probably 60s, because more people had TVs then, that show at one time had like a 70 share?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Is that even possible?
Well, there's only three channels back then.
I guess, yeah.
So if you got three channels and you kick the piss out of the other two, you're going to get a 70 share.
And then what's the error for margin with that? Like 5%, 10%?
Like, you mean like the regular ratings that are all bullshit?
Yeah.
I used to tell people that all the time. It's like, you really believe these numbers are real?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they were real when we were doing well.
Yeah. It's a whole different deal. Yeah. Well, that's one thing about podcasting. They can't make shit up on here, can they?
They can fudge numbers and be like, well, if you look at it this way, but for the most part, it's very hard data,
That's how it should be.
Yeah,
because absolutely. I look at some of these now, look at that. It's like, that right there, I can tell you by reading it, is all bullshit.
They made
that up. Why? They should not be allowed to do that, do you think? Although, I suppose they would go under if they didn't, though, wouldn't they?
They need some metric, right, in their minds to justify.
Yeah, yep.
But there's other ways to justify. I mean, we know stations that don't do well, but have a certain demographic.
No, you're absolutely right.
So it's just about how creative you can get with your salespeople.
It's all true.
Yeah.
No question about it. And that's why I do have a good laugh when someone, this one's doing this and this one's like, whatever.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Good for you.
It is funny that management, when ratings are down, they look at you like you're the problem.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But then when ratings go up, it's because of what they've
done. They're high-fiving in their office.
Great. Thank you very much.
This is because we put that concert together.
Do you know that it's true that I never knew that the KQ Morning Show was the highest-rated morning show in America? They never told me that.
Yeah.
Until I left the station, then somebody told me that. Why wouldn't you tell me that?
How would you not know that, though? I mean,
I didn't pay attention.
You must have felt it. I mean,
well, I was drinking back then, so
you could kind of feel the success of that.
I did feel the success.
Yeah, I mean, you knew without numbers, you could tell.
Yeah, but not the highest rating in America.
Yeah, that is something.
That's a big number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, but that's how management is in that business. I worked for a couple of different general managers are okay, but most of them were a massive pain in the ass because it was all about them. You noticed that, didn't you?
They treated me pretty well, though, because I was on a different level. I mean, it's a different thing. The KQ Morning Show and you being the host of the KQ Morning Show, you were handled a little differently than just the part-time staff or the afternoon guy. Or
you think it was a bad idea for me to tell everybody to F off on a daily basis? Is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. It's a strategy that I've never used, but I see.
You haven't used it yet, you mean?
Yet. Okay. Yet.
Because I'll be the one you tell the F off when you finally do.
Well, like Richard Pryor, you were just kind of trimming the edge off of it, so it didn't mean much after a while.
No, I tell you what, looking back, 52 years of doing this, I'm so glad I never had to have a job.
Well, yes. Look at where you're at. Look where it's all taken you.
And that's fun.
What
a
dream setup.
Brittany
really
and I,
is.
We had to explain to my boyfriend a few weeks ago that we don't have any skills.
None. I remember
you're in radio.
My first date with Justin, I don't even know how we got on this topic. We're talking about like usable skills, post-apocalyptic world. Mm-hmm. And our first date, I go, I don't really have any skills. I mean, I'd be a pretty bad prostitute, but I guess. And he's just like, the girl I'm on a first date with mentions prostitution.
Well,
you put a ring on it, so I guess.
There you go.
I guess it works, people.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's a very lucky man that's going to jump on with us right now, because when I saw the Twins, who were up 4-1 in the eighth inning, go down 5-4, you were going to get it all morning. God damn it, Judd, this is your fault. But they came storming back and won the game.
I even stayed away from texting you.
You did.
I thought you were probably at your breaking point. You couldn't take another Judd negative Twins text. Because I texted you, three times during the course of the weekend or twice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I decided, okay, I'm going to draw a line here because he is going to positively lose his bleep if they lose this game.
So they must have given up a grand slam, because I didn't see how they took the lead.
Yes. They brought in the new relief pitcher Brock Stewart to replace Sonny Gray. He got an out or two, and then Jose Altuve on like a 1-2 pitch at a screaming liner for a grand slam to left.
Oh,
put him down 5-4. But then Royce Lewis saved the day.
Yep. They came storming back and beat Houston, because Houston's a pretty damn good team, aren't they?
They are, yes.
From what I understand. They were like 31-21 or something like that, I think.
It's a nice win.
Oh, that is a good win. That's a
nice win.
Because, you know, if we're going to criticize, or if I'm going to criticize them when they take one in the shorts, when they do come back and win the game in any case, I got to praise them, because that was a bitch to win that game.
Mm-hmm. And, I think that Royce Lewis is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
He can hit. He's a dynamic kid, too. He's just a likable kid. Like, he's, you know, there's so, and I, this is not a personal attacking guys, but it just feels like a lot of times in sports you have so many dead asses, right?
Right.
Lewis is a good kid. He's likable. I think people will gravitate towards him, and he's a good player. And at third base, I think he now gives you an everyday third baseman that's not going to be in question. Knock on wood, if he can stay healthy, which is, of course, the Twins' mantra.
That's a very good point, because our third basemen have been terrible this year.
Well, Miranda was supposed to be, second year. He's supposed to be good. He didn't do anything, and he's hitting like .125 in AAA now.
I know. I don't know what happens, man. It gets to their head. That's why they should get in the radio, because you just bullshit, and it doesn't matter.
Well, you know, Brittany said I don't have skill, or that we don't have skills. Like, that's a bad thing. I take great pride in my lack of skills.
In lack of skills,
but you at least know sports.
Yeah, like you have like specialized.
Yeah, this is specialized.
That's a real skill. That's a real skill. I can sit there and watch sports and critique professional athletes. I mean, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I love my job, but the lack of things I can do. I can't fix a damn thing. I can barely replace a bleeping light bulb.
Oh, me too, man. I'm terrible at that. You don't want me anywhere near ladders and that kind of stuff.
Mm-mm.
Not a good plan. You know what I mean?
No, it's a terrible plan. I can, but the thing is, you know, I have found out that I can do things effectively if I just apply myself. Like, for instance, laundry. I can figure it out now. I can do that. Because I just try and fill in between. Because my wife basically fixes everything. And so I said, what can I do to not be a complete pain in the ass?
That's nice of you to have that thought, though. You know, it's very self-aware.
Or it's just being a basic human.
But the important part of it is it didn't work.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I mean, yeah. you know what I'm saying. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Have you gone to any games yet this year? Because I have not.
Twins games?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to, I don't know, I've been to about eight or so.
Cause oh,
I've,
have
I
got you? A press,
well, I got a press pass, so it's not like I'm paying to go each
oh,
time.
Oh, big shot.
Okay, yeah. Big deal.
I've got a press pass. Oh,
I got a press pass.
Laminated press pass.
You're telling me you kick in 150 Gs for two tickets because I get free ones. That's nice.
I'll come find you
well, in your suite.
Let's be very clear. The press box, you can't, like, drink beer and stuff. So it's not the ultimate fun experience that,
sure.
that Tom had back in the Met Stadium days screaming at Don Baylor.
And then Don
He's
Baylor,
awoken.
Then Don Baylor threatening to kill me. That was a good one.
That'll get your heart rate up a little bit.
Oh, he's a little bit bigger than me. I can promise you that.
I wish I had video Woo. Of that.
Oh, that's what I said.
He literally comes over and goes, and he's like 1 foot from my face. His face is like right here.
Oh.
And he goes, shut the F up and watch the game.
And you said, yes, sir.
I said, yes, sir.
Yes,
you
sir.
Got it.
Done it, any, done.
Anything else I can do for you?
You need a water?
I just had a lot of liquid courage right
Sorry,
now.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, I was on the phone. What? Yeah.
What? I wasn't talking to you, Mr. Baylor.
Talking to somebody else over here.
I was talking to somebody on the phone. Oh, God, I used to love that. That was so much fun.
Unhinged.
It was
which great. Which does bring up the great question for all of us on this show right now, what would have happened in our lives if, say, from our late teens on, camera phones were available?
Oh, I wouldn't have a career. Oh. I would not have a career.
I would be canceled.
I would be, yeah. I would have done something. I mean, I constantly did ridiculous things.
Yeah.
And cameras got me in trouble anyway.
Did they?
Just regular ones. Yeah, with
you
film
and stuff. With the Polaroid?
He just showed us a
he
photo.
He just showed us the photo of you and Slash.
Oh, that photo,
Well,
yes.
There's other ones, but yeah, that was actually from
what
the
What are you, Bob
days.
Crane?
Oh, well, God, there's a reference.
Bob Crane.
I mean, just not when we would go to Moondance, and that wasn't that long ago. Luckily, like, the camera phones were all digital looking. You couldn't really put, you can still deny that's your face, you know?
Boy, we had some fun at those Moondance jams.
So. That was always so fun with Ray, too, because he was just Mr., like, even-keeled. And I always felt like, yeah, it was so fun going with you. We always had so much fun.
So I was working, and you were having fun. That's great.
I've never worked a day in my Wonderful. Life, and you knew that before
That's
I got
true.
The show.
So you
That's
got
true.
To go to Vegas with the morning show and Moondance,
Jim. Yeah, See? While I was working, you know.
And I'd be like, I have to take this week off. I'm going to Moondance. And Tom was like, what? You have a job. And I was like...
Downstairs in my bar, I have a framed piece of paper that I got from Walgreens after a weekend at X-Fest out in Somerset, Wisconsin. And basically the piece of paper says, some of the photos that you dropped off here to be printed, they don't meet our standards.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So, Uh-oh. Yeah, remember the disposable cameras
yeah.
you just buy? And you'd show up, you'd throw it in a little envelope, you'd come back 5 days later, they'd print them off. They were like, yeah, no, we aren't going to put these out into society. And I'm like, well, then I shall frame the piece of paper that says that I am not fit to print off photos.
Pray tell, yeah. Rudy, what might have been on some of those photographs?
Tits McGee.
Got quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of mud wrestling.
Were you backstage with Korn or Puddle of Mud?
Puddle of Mud. Yeah. I hate that so much.
I do too. My name is Puddle of Mud. It's so little kiddish too.
Yeah.
Puddle of Mud.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that their band name before Puddle of Mud was called Hurley Spewage?
Oh, no.
Hurley Spewage.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing?
Is
hurling
that a real fact?
Spewing?
That's a real fact, yeah, because I know those guys a little bit. I got some mutual friends. We've hung before, and yeah, boy, they are a mess. That whole outfit. Every band from that time is a super big mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster.
I know of a band right now called Marijuana Death Squads.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Plural.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's plural.
MDS.
Yes.
It is right there, no question about it.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show.
The Tom Bernard Morning Show.
Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.